This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggression, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia, patriarchy, and of course, you can't forget toxic masculinity. Now, we have been talking a little bit about Charleston. We've been talking a little bit about slavery, Jim Crow, the Confederate era, all the monuments that came up afterwards, and all the protests that came up even farther afterwards. And I wanted to tell you a little anecdote before we get back with my good friend Michael Campina, photographer who was on ground zero of the recent Charleston rally. Ground zero, I say it like it's, you know, 9/11 or something. Ground zero at 9/11. No, it was like 50 Antifa folks and about three white supremacists there. But talking about this reminds me of a little story that my second mother just told me. And for those of you who don't know, my father died of AIDS in 1988 from hemophilia-related AIDS, and my mom needed some help. She hired an au pair who eventually became like a second mother to me. Her name was Teresa Henderson, and she was this old, big, beautiful black lady who was the grandmother of a granddaughter of a free slave who lived through Jim Crow in Alabama. She told me a little story one time where she and her little sister were walking up to the water fountains, and of course back then they had the white water fountains and the colored water fountains. And she told me, she said her big sister was very, very precocious and rambunctious, and she would always go up to the white water fountain when no one was looking to see if it tasted like sugar. Now, of course, people don't really want to acknowledge that, but, you know, that gives me a little bit of black credibility. The fact that I was raised by a black woman, I know I don't sound like it, but I was raised by a black woman, and a black woman who actually went through something, not like all the black women who are raising kids today. I'm talking about a black woman who actually went through the kind of stuff that these white pseudo-intellectuals like to talk about and pontificate about and posture about, like this lady who Michael was telling us about earlier, who basically apologized for her grandmother's actions, as, you know, back in the day. And, you know, look, I'm never going to apologize for something that I didn't do myself. That's just it. I'm never going to do it. I don't care whether it's future, present, or past. I'm not going to do it, because that's a part of being an individual. That's a part of individual responsibility. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Michael Campina, because you are in the journalism business, the photography business. What was it like to see Antifa shutting down free speech? And did that give you a sort of inclination about which side was a little bit more interested in peace, love, you know, the American way, free speech, all that stuff? Like, do you think the right or the left is more interested in the basic fundamental aspects of what it means to be American?
I was disappointed. I was disappointed because generally it's the left that touts itself as being the party of compassion. You know, empathy.
Right.
This idea of being intolerant to intolerance, I feel like it's a strategy that just will never win.
Right. It's a cop-out.
You know, maybe I was a little bit more passionate in my 20s, but I'm in my mid-30s now, and really, I enjoy hearing what people have to say, even if I'm sure I'm going to disagree, and I generally don't put myself there. I like to put myself in a place where when I meet people, no matter who they are, no matter how different they are from even my core beliefs, I like to imagine that I'm going to be amazed by the end of the conversation. And that's how I talk to everybody. When I meet somebody new, and when I meet somebody who I presume I may not agree with, I also assume that they have an amazing story to tell me that I can never imagine, and will change my view on the world just one degree more and make life that much more interesting.
Right.
And you know, nobody really wants to hear these days what a secessionist party member has to say. But if he's not hurting anybody, and he's not killing anybody, he's not breaking the law, when the mob mentality takes over and the guy can't even get a word out, it makes me worry for us. You know, I don't want to sound like, you know, hysterical myself, but, you know, our founding fathers, I guess you could say, have specifically and strategically mapped out a system where you have to get uncomfortable with uncomfortable with uncomfortable truths. Right. In order to have a discourse. The whole entire country is based on compromise.
Right.
But if we just take on issues because it's vogue and because it's popular, and we let our emotions run wild, then we're no different than the countries that many people escape from to come here.
Exactly.
You know what I saw? I saw a lot of young people who had nothing to do on an afternoon. I saw disaffected youth. And to be honest with you, without trying to sound like really sensationalist, it reminded me of ISIS. It reminds me of young men who have just given up on the system and just need something to be angry about.
Well, it's because they're told in these universities and these schools that they have everything to be angry about, that nothing is their fault. It's all somebody else's fault. It's because of these other people who are engaging in their own rights and their own free speech, in the right to associate with one another, whether it be in a capitalist free market system or whether it be, you know, just going out and discussing the monument situation. They believe that these people are the problems with the world, and that it is their speech, it is the things that they're saying that are causing all of these issues in the world. And honestly, it's really sad because a lot of these folks are young, impressionable, and, you know, they definitely want to do good in the world, but they're gotten to at a young enough point where they can be told that they're basically brainwashed to think that free speech is one of those things that free speech can cause harm to certain, you know, minority communities. And it's honestly, you know, listen, if there's a racist out there, I want him up front. I want him center. I want him front and center so we can get a good, strong whiff of the terrible person that he is. And so everyone knows who he is. Because if that person is proud enough, then they will stand out there without a mask on and say what it is that they believe. Right? We are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. You can get me at Shaq General on Twitter. You could also get me on Facebook, The Disgruntled Millennial. That's two L's, two N's in millennial. My name is Brett Siegel, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson, who is going to be on Fox News Radio tonight, 6 to 9. That's a pretty primetime spot right there. Anyway, I am here with Michael Campino. We are going to bring him back into the next hour to have a longer, more in-depth discussion about Antifa. Get me at Shaq General. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, where I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we have been here having a little chat with Michael Campina. He is a journalist, he is a photographer, and he actually found himself in ground zero of the one of these Confederate protests, and he was in the midst of all the hysteria. He was in the midst of it all, and, you know, we've been talking a little bit about free speech, about when is it appropriate to wear a mask, and when is it appropriate to get hysterical, and when is it appropriate to destroy your own city. Michael, let's talk a little bit about this.
On that note, because of that hysteria that we're talking about that I experienced, we started the conversation talking about my origins, my background, my experience growing up as a Latino, and how being a different shade of color in the same race was actually something enjoyable and something to laugh about, talk about, make fun of, create nicknames out of. Yesterday or a couple days ago, I don't know when it was, I'm an avid consumer of media, and I watch CNN frequently, and there was this small package they created. It's like this kind of like finger wagging. It's like, it said, don't say, if you said this, then you're probably wrong or something. I'm like, oh, great. Let's hear about what I shouldn't say anymore. So I clicked the video, and it was a bunch of people, Asian, Hispanic, Black, and they were saying that when people ask them where they're from, it's too much for them to handle.
It's a microaggression.
It's too much for them to handle. It's a disrespect on who they are as a person. Even though they are Taiwanese with Taiwanese parents, they're from Florida, and that should be the end of it. And every time somebody asks them that question, it's just like this mind-blowing experience, and it depresses them, and they get angry, and they were very snarky about it. And I just didn't understand that, because my whole entire life growing up in Miami, where are you from was actually a really positive thing.
Yeah.
You know, where are you from exactly? Oh,
right.
My people are from there too. Oh, you're from there. You don't look like it. And it's an icebreaker. It's a way to get closer to people, to understand their lineage, to create some kind of common ground.
Yes.
I was always enthusiastic about answering where I'm from, because nobody could guess. Most people think I'm a New York Jew. You know, and I'm a Miami Colombian. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's a fun conversation, and it creates, you know, warmth. My experience, you know, one of my best friends in Miami, Mikey Lugo, he's a production manager at New Times Advertising, genius artist. His parents are, one is Puerto Rican, the other one is Cuban. Historically, these two island nations, as similar as they are, they hate each other, but yet he's a product of a Puerto Rican and a Cuban's love. And still, we laugh about how much Puerto Ricans and Cubans don't get along, and I hang out with somebody who's a product of the complete opposite of that, and it's just an enjoyable thing to kind of kick around intellectually. If somebody asks me where I'm from, I get excited. I don't understand this hysteria.
Right.
You know, I don't get it. You know, like, where are you from means that
you're assuming that they're not from here. It's a microaggression. And you know what? This is one of the things, but this is why the right, the three people on the right could sit there and listen to the Antifa folks talk, but the freaking 50 people on the left couldn't sit there and listen to the three people who are on the right side talk. They couldn't even sit there and listen to them. This is why. This is why. It's because of the microaggression culture. This is exactly why. The microaggression culture basically says that you have to basically change your language in order to quell someone else's racial sensibilities or whatever, someone else's racial discomfort, you know, because listen, you and I don't assume that because someone isn't from here that they should feel uncomfortable, right? That's them assuming it. That's that person who is quote-unquote not from here.
Absolutely.
Who is having that feeling? It's not something that you're doing. You're not making them feel uncomfortable. They are making themselves feel uncomfortable.
I'm just curious. You know, I'm a curious person. I defy all racial, you know, kind of norms, and I enjoy telling my story, and I just don't see it as a hateful thing to ask a basic question of, like, it's like akin to being hateful about where do you work?
Right.
You know, like, you know, it's a very simple answer, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe some people are not proud of where they work. And just like some people are maybe not proud of where they're from. You know, if I were from Syria, if I were from some hellhole in Syria, I don't know if I would be proud of that. You know, if I were raped as a child because some Islamic creep tried to, like, pretend that I was some Islam, you know, like, if I just the crazy, disgusting things that go on over there. If I were from there, I wouldn't necessarily be proud of it. I think the movement to try to, like, make people try, you know, to the movement, this cultural relativism that makes people say, oh, well, you should be proud of where you're from no matter where you're from. Even if the most awful, terrible things go on there, just like you said, the boats are moving this way. The boats aren't moving that way. The question that you get when you get here is, where are you from? It's not, show me your information. I'm going to hit you if you're not from here. I'm going to hurt you if you're not from here. Get out of here if you're not from here. The question is, where are you from? But this is the thing. Microaggression culture, leftists are so weak that they don't even understand how strong this country is. They don't even understand how that's a good question, how that's a nice question compared to other places where you might.
It's a great question.
You might encounter
so many realizations.
Right. When you might in other places, if you were to encounter a stranger, there would be a much different reaction than here in America. If the worst thing that happens in your day is someone asks you, "Where are you from?" then you have it so good that you can't. It's like you don't even know how good you have it. You have it so good that you are completely immune to the idea of not having it, of having it worse.
Do you know how much trouble I would get into if every time I travel to a foreign country, if I'm in France or when I've gone to Spain, and they ask me, "Where are you from?" and I have an attitude with them? It would be absurd.
And then you might say, well my ancestry, I'm from right here.
Yeah, and you know, and truthfully, I mean, because I buck all of those social norms, and so even when they find out I'm from the United States, they're okay. Like, and so what state? And then what city? And then where are your parents from? And that's just how people communicate. That's how we get to know each other. It's not hatred.
Yeah.
You know.
With that in mind, Michael Campina, photographer extraordinaire. I'm going to cut this off, and we're going to go to some commercials for our sponsors. We're going to do this again one day, man. As things progress, I want to make sure you keep in touch with me. I want to make sure everyone keeps in touch with Mike. We're going to put his website below. It's MichaelCampinaPhotographs.com, right?
MichaelCampina.com, but who cares? Whatever.
MichaelCampina.com. That's CampiNA.com. Michael, thank you so much for joining the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am the disgruntled millennial broadcasting to you not live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, free from your bigotry, racism, white supremacy, all that good stuff. I want to thank you again. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at Shaq General on Twitter, at Shaq General on Twitter. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, your nasty bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, patriarchy, and, of course, toxic masculinity. One of the things I want to talk about today is, well, BuzzFeed has sort of become synonymous with leftist propaganda. They use their medium, of course, to promote these ideas of social justice, which they think are going to make the world a better place, but ultimately it just makes the world that much more confusing. For example, they are clearly a part of this intersectional feminist movement, which basically has divided people in terms of their identifications. Are you a cisgendered person? Are you a white person or a black person? Are you a male? Are you a female? And depending on where you land up, you get a certain amount of privilege points. So one of the things that BuzzFeed just loves to do is to sort of tout the whole race card. Okay, they want to talk about white racism, and racism is such a, you know, institutional racism, while simultaneously engaging in some of the worst kind of racism that I've ever seen. They put out a video called White, and it was about all these people, these people of color, who were basically asked the question, what do you think of when you hear the word white? And it was just a bunch of people going, I hear nastiness, I think of terribleness, I think of power, I think of racism. And it just goes to show you how brainwashed all of these people are. Now, they've released a video recently called 24 Questions Black People Have for White People. Now, you're in luck, because I happen to be a white people, and I am going to answer some of these questions, these life-changing, profound questions that black people have for white people. Far be it from me to let these important questions go unanswered. All right, let's hear it.
Why do you always make such horrible decisions in horror movies? It's not cool to split up.
Why do we make such horrible decisions in movies? Okay, let me explain this to you, SJW. There are these things called writers and directors and scripts. When you see someone in a horror movie, I know this is tough. Follow me. Pay attention. I know this is tough. When you see someone in a movie, it's not really real. They're not really running. And chances are, whatever color the person is who is running away, who is making that bad decision during a movie, chances are they had a writer. They didn't think of it themselves. What a stupid, stupid question.
Why do you freak out when black people are cast to play white fictional characters?
I don't know. I don't really have a problem with it, but ask yourself this. Would you have a problem if there was a Shaft remake with Benedict Cumberbatch as the lead? Wait, I don't have a problem with it. I thought the whole Hamilton thing was kind of funny, that Hamilton was played by a black guy. Of course, you know, to me that was really just an attempt of the left to sort of troll the right. Oh, we're going to historically misrepresent one of their heroes, one of their great heroes, Hamilton. And, you know, I personally don't even care. I don't care. I mean, there is a part of me that says, I don't know why you need to make old heroes into these new social justice heroes. Why don't you just create your own new heroes? Why do you have to mess with James Bond? Why do you have to mess with Ghostbusters? I say keep it up. Eventually people are going to catch on that you're just trying to promote this social justice warrior agenda.
What's the big deal if Idris Elba plays James Bond?
There is no big deal with Idris Elba playing James Bond. In fact, I actually stand with the social justice warriors on this. Unfortunately, the same social justice warriors want to make a female Bond. Now, can you imagine a female Bond? Idris Elba has a lot more in common with James Bond than any female that you could possibly put in Jane Bond's role, or whatever they would call her.
You'll see it twice.
Why is a big butt and big lips considered attractive on a white woman, but they're unattractive on a black woman?
Okay, first of all, who told you that? Who told you that? That's absolutely ridiculous. And also, second of all, what happened to the individual? What happened to individuals being attractive or unattractive? Just like, I mean, this goes to show you, the left, they're just everything, there's nothing spiritual about this question whatsoever. All it is just, oh, why big butts and big lips? Like, oh, yes, you know what? There are anthropological reasons why big butt and big lips are attractive to men. They show fertility. They show that a woman can hold a baby in their womb. Reducing this down to race, I think, just shows more sour grapes on the part of the person who asked the question. Maybe her lips and butt aren't, like, the greatest, okay? Maybe they're big and thick, but they're not the greatest, okay? Maybe her boyfriend left her for a white girl with big lips and big hips. And whatever happened to the individual, right? The premise of the question is based on the idea that we're all just walking lips and hips. No context, no, like, pretty face or, you know, great spirit or really smart and intelligent. None of that stuff. This girl just thinks, oh, she's got big lips? Check. She's got big hips? Check. She's white? Check. And who cares what other people find attractive? Find yourself someone that you like. Find yourself someone that likes you for who you are, not for your lips, not for your hips, for who you are as a person. And get on with your life and stop worrying about everybody else. Stop worrying about what other people find attractive. It's just sour grapes.
Do y'all really think Miley is the one who created twerking? Really?
Why am I supposed to teach you how to twerk? I don't know how to twerk.
Okay, since these questions are sort of framed as though all white people get together in a big room and decide how we're going to accost minorities, that we all think the same exact thing. Is this the kind of racist attitude that they are trying to prevent and they're trying to stop? But to answer the question, I don't care about some stupid, slutty dance. Like, you think I care if Miley's... Like, it's no achievement to have created the twerk. All it is body movements like a baboon, basically. Just like a mating call. And what's really disturbing is I went to a school sort of in the ghetto when I was a kid, and too many people were twerking. At like third grade. I mean, I presume it has to do with the left always trying to sexualize children. But, I mean, let's face it. Like, who cares about twerking? And who cares about Miley Cyrus either? News flash. Most of us have better things to do than think about twerking all day long and who created it. I can't believe this is the kind of profound, insightful questions that BuzzFeed chose to put out there, black people asking white people questions.
Why is it that white people always act as though they have discovered a new trend when people of color have been doing it for virtually years?
Okay, of course, they're talking about Columbusing. We spoke about that a few weeks ago here on the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I was subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. Of course, we spoke about Columbusing. which is the idea that when we say that Columbus discovered America, well, you know, the leftists want to say, well, no, actually, there were Native Americans here. Nobody really discovered anything. So that's what they mean when they say you're Columbusing. It's like if a white guy says, oh, I found this new, like, tavern somewhere, and it's like the black guys have been going there forever. He Columbused it. That's like a rude thing to do, to be like, hey, I found this, new bar. Could you imagine having a group of friends who, when you said, hey, I found this new bar, we should go, if every single time something like that happened, they were like, well, actually, you didn't discover it. And it's super offensive that you said that you found it. You didn't find anything. It's been there all along. And you're just appropriating someone else's discovery. So stupid. How about this for cultural appropriation and Columbusing, okay? How about, since a white guy invented the car, all people of color, put away your cars. Stop driving. How about that? How about since a white guy discovered how to generate electricity, you stopped using electricity because you're Columbusing that. You didn't discover it. It's appropriation. Put your money where your mouth is, leftists. I guarantee you, the day you put your money where your mouth is the day that a lot of you start to die. I dare you. I dare you to go one day without any inventions made by white people, cisgendered white people. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Why is it when a black woman wears her hair natural, it's seen as inappropriate? But when a white woman does, it's praised.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking about? No one sees it as a bad thing to wear your hair natural. That is your own insecurities. That is your own insecurities that you are projecting onto white people, onto an entire race.
This is the hair that I was born with, so you wearing it as a trend is not cute.
Okay, there we go with the cultural appropriation stuff, okay? Like I said before, just a second ago, if it's not cute for someone to wear a hairstyle that you think is a black hairstyle, then don't do anything that is white. Don't do anything that is white. Don't read English. Don't use electricity. Don't drive a car. Don't fly an airplane. Don't use a computer. Don't use your phone. Don't use your AC. Well, you can't use your AC without electricity. All inventions made by white people. And if you want to truly stick it to the man, if you truly want to stick it to the man, then boycott white people. Truly boycott white people. We will be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I'm your host, Brett Siegel, for the day. Kevin Jackson is going to be on the radio tonight in New York, Fox News Radio. It's going to be really, really awesome. He did a killer job last night on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. He's going to be killing it tonight at 6 o'clock, taking the liberals to school. It's going to be awesome. Now, we were just answering questions. Well, I was answering questions because I took it upon myself to answer questions posed to white people by black people. And since all black people represent each other and all white people represent each other, I can, why not declare myself the spokesman of all white people? So on behalf of all white people, I answer these questions from all black people.
Like, can you appropriate my student loans? Can you take that off my hands?
No. No.
I can't appropriate your student loans. And what the hell is that supposed to mean anyway? What, since we appropriate your culture and since we have white supremacy and since I'm supposed to have white guilt and have all this white privilege, that I'm just supposed to pay for your student loan? Okay, let's go tit for tat. Let's see who is appropriating whose culture more. You are over here worried about twerking and haircuts and lips and hips. Over here, we are building Western civilization. Could you imagine if every white person was to get upset at a minority or someone, a person of color, a black person, a Hispanic person? Could you imagine if a white person got upset every single time someone from a different culture or a different race appropriated white culture, appropriated white goods, appropriated white inventions? And thankfully, I don't see these people as being white men who created things. I see them as being men who created things, men who did things, people who did things. Did they happen to be white? Yes. Did they happen to be men? Yes. Is that indicative of some grand racist scheme? Not a chance. In fact, the racism going on here is against white people. Imagine the reverse. Imagine a white person asking a black person the same thing, like these same kinds of questions. Okay, we created Western civilization. When are you going to appropriate my house chores? The least you could do is my dishes. Since you appropriated Western civilization, you drive around in that car, you use that phone. Obviously, these people of color, these brown people, were sitting in a studio using a lot of inventions created by white people. When do we talk about that? I personally don't want to talk about that. Because I think the more the merrier. The more people around the world join Western civilization, the more people around the world that get electricity and running water and AC and food on demand and cars that take you from A to B in no time, airplanes, all the cool things that were created by cisgendered white men. I want everyone to enjoy these things. And you're whining about someone enjoying a haircut and twerking a stupid dance that's like a mating call? That's what you're worried about? Give me a break.
Why is it that white crime is seen as an isolated incident, but black crime is a representation of my entire community?
When we see a story on TV about a white serial killer, I don't automatically assume that all white people must be serial killers too.
Number one, I don't assume that all black people commit crime or that it's a referendum on the entire community. Two, statistics are not irrelevant. And this is just your way of brushing under the rug the crime in the black community. What you're talking about is racists. What I'm talking about is statistics. And using statistics to arm you with reality. Now, maybe instead of getting upset at other people for acknowledging statistics, why don't you work to make things better in your community? Instead of blaming other people and projecting your problems onto Whitey, onto scary, scary Whitey. Most people are completely colorblind and don't even see race and don't care. Most people care about the content of your character, not the color of your skin. Believe it or not, I know you're dying to think that you're this victim, that you're this, that everybody hates you and that you have it so awful in this country. But that's just not the case. And I feel sorry for these people that they live like this. It's like they're just scared and angry.
Why does talking about race make you feel so uncomfortable?
Is it because you think that you'll be perceived as racist if you talk about race?
Okay, me personally, I am not uncomfortable talking about race at all. Thanks to years and years of being called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, transphobe, just because I want voters to show an ID at the booth, because I support our cops, because I support gun rights, because I support freedom and capitalism and free markets. It's for these reasons that I've been called a bigot, racist, sexist, homophobe. After a long time of trying to talk reason into leftists, I just gave up. Once you've decided that the other side is just evil to the core because of the color of their skin, once you've decided that the other side is evil, nothing that they say will satisfy you. Most people have empathy. Most people want to be sensitive to your feelings. People don't want to just hurt your feelings. And the people that are like that, I'm sure it has nothing to do with race. But no matter how sensitive I was, no matter how diplomatic I was, in the end, it was still the same. racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe. Because I believed in things in which race was completely irrelevant. Voting ID cards. Not only black people have to show ID cards, all people have to show ID cards. It's race neutral. Because I believe in these race neutral things. Capitalism is the most race neutral system of economics that has ever been created. But to these leftist SJWs, capitalism is equal to racism, sexism, bigotry, homophobia. So after years of being pinned as a bigot, racist, sexist, homophobe, talking about race is way easier. It's way easier to be honest when you know that you're never going to satisfy the other side. It's easier to be honest with yourself, too.
You don't really believe that racism is over because we have a black president, do you?
Okay. Nobody thinks that racism is over. Racism is like jealousy. It will always be here. You are in for an uphill battle if that is your goal. If you are trying to rid the world of jealousy and racism and biases and just negative feel. I'm going to rid the world of negativity, you know? Like, that's what trying to rid the world of racism is like. It's trying to rid the world of frailty. It's just never going to happen. What you mean is institutional racism. And yes, I do believe that institutional racism is gone. The only institutional racism that you see now is against Asians and white folks.
Why is it so easy for you to notice when there are no white people around, but you hardly ever notice when there are no black people around?
Are you aware of how this human being thing works? You have your body, I have my body. When I'm in a room with you, you have no idea what I'm aware of. If I'm in a room with a bunch of white people, you don't know what I'm aware of. You don't know what I'm taking note of. I do believe that some people, regardless of race, go throughout life without taking much of it in. That's sad. Me? I take a lot of it in. That's great. I think of that as a good thing. And I don't sit there and think to myself, well, oh my God, I'm the only white guy in this room. This is... Like I said, I grew up in a place where I was a minority, okay? There were tons of black people in the room, and I didn't even notice it at all, okay? I was raised by a black woman. Go figure that. All in all, since I am all white people, and I'm talking to all black people, get out of your head. Just get out of your head. You're thinking way too much into this. The white people in the room are not out to get you. They're not sitting there thinking, oh my God, there's a black person nearby. That's not what they're thinking. That's you. Those are your own neuroses. Those are your own insecurities. That is your own having been brainwashed. Don't project that onto me. Okay, well, I'm a little sick and tired of answering these questions. It's basically all the same thing. You could sum this whole video up into one big question. Why are white people so terrible? Why are all white people so terrible? I mean, just the wording of the question is totally racist. Why don't I reverse it for a moment? How about that? We'll play a little thought experiment. You tell me how this sounds. All right, black people. On behalf of all white people, I want to ask you some questions. Why are you killing each other on the street? Why are you doing drugs and joining gangs? Why are you killing your babies in record numbers? Why are you on welfare? Black women, why do you drive your men out of the home? If you're so offended by the N-word, why do you glorify artists who incessantly use the N-word? Why do you appropriate our white technology? Why do you appropriate our white inventions? God, I can't even say it without feeling weird and uncomfortable. That feels weird and uncomfortable. Why white inventions? White haircut. Black haircut. Black culture. It feels nasty coming off of my tongue. It feels weird. Because ultimately I'm an individualist. I care about the individual. I don't care what race you are in. And it's clear that BuzzFeed doesn't feel the same way. I don't know how they don't have a disgusting taste on their tongue after putting that video out.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.